before this series heads back to Edmonton on Tuesday. Draisaitl and Granlund take the draw. We're underway. So glad you could join us on a Sunday night for Stanley Cup playoff action. Nurse hard around the boards from behind his own net, and Kapanen is forced back into the Edmonton zone. Forecheck established for Anaheim as Seneca chases behind the net, but the Oilers will reverse it away. Draisaitl cannot take the outlet pass, and it ricochets back to the veteran John Carlson.
John, that forecheck for the Ducks forced a number of turnovers in game number three, but here's a turnover by Minchikoff, and Dickinson back in the lineup tonight for the Oilers.
He circles the Anaheim goal, puts it on a tee for Jake Walman, and they score! Rebound left laying around, and it's Kapanen again, just 38 seconds into game four.
Oh, what a series Kapanen is having for Edmonton. Goal thus far. That line, Podkolzin and Draisaitl and Kapanen, no question, has been Edmonton's best. Shot came in from the point. It's going to hit Minchikoff in the chest. It drops down at his feet, and Kapanen with the quick hands just slams it home. First shot on goal, and Edmonton takes a 1-0 lead.
How about Jason Dickinson? He did not play in games two and three. Puck recovery for the Oil. Off the half wall comes McDavid. Gets it back from Nugent Hopkins. Now for Bouchard out high. Takes a look. Cross ice pass. And Nugent Hopkins scores.
Well, the Oilers with a lot of jump early on in this one, John, and the power play goal is going to give them a ton of confidence. It goes in clean. Watch Hyman in front of the net. The pass comes across. Hyman spins off. He's there. I think it hits the left skate of Pavel Minchikoff. It goes off the goaltender, of his defenseman.
We're down to eight to go in the first. Lacombe through the middle. Poehling, great speed. In. Makes the pass. McTavish stopped by the glove of Tristan Jarry. Puck up the wall to Jacob Trouba. Pulls it to the middle. Lets a shot go. Blocked down the way. And now a penalty coming up to Edmonton. Trouba with room. Wines fires. Jarry. Rebound for DL. And Beckett Seneca said it felt like an army behind them on Friday in the win in game three. They're going to need the army here as they trail by two as we begin the second. Kapanen back on right wing, and his pass into the middle. Kept alive by Draisaitl. Long blast by Bouchard. Sticked aside. Gauthier sneaks it ahead. Leo Carlson with room. Glove save. Tristan Jarry. Killorn direct pass. Lacombe fakes the shot across to McTavish. One more pass, and Killorn couldn't handle that. He takes it off the boards for Gauthier. Again to the point. 40 seconds in the power play. Gauthier looks up. Shoots. Score! Cutter Gauthier on the power play.
What a shot on the stick of Gauthier. He had about a 6-inch square over top of the glove of Jarry, and he rips it. That is a goal scorer, folks.
His third of the playoffs, his second on the power play. Jake Walman's pass deflected, but it makes it to Draisaitl. Tries to turn the corner. Oh, and he found a wide open Roslovic coming down the slot. They put it right in front of the Edmonton bench in hopes of getting too many men on the ice. They don't, but they get the puck. Here comes Lacombe. Puts it inside on Nurse. Oh, it went off the post as Moore came slicing in. Drops it off, and Terry carries in, separated from the puck. Ducks have the zone. Kreider, middle of the ice. John Carlson. Granlund, patient to Leo, gets it back. Score! Mikhail Granlund has tied the game.
We've seen Leon Draisaitl make these kinds of passes, John. It's Leo Carlson's turn. Watch him get the puck in the corner, and he slides it to Granlund, brings him into the middle. Mikhail Granlund, we know when he gets hot, he stays hot for a while. He's hot right now, and he has tied this game up at two apiece.
His fifth point in the last two games, and for Granlund. Third.
And no surprise, Chris Knobloch comes right back with the Draisaitl line. It has really carried them offensively in this series.
Draisaitl wins the draw. Ducks have done a nice job in the faceoff circle after a very slow start.
I love to see Beckett Seneca shooting that puck. He's got such a good snapshot.
Ducks turn it over at center. Here's Roslovic and a stick save. Oh, what a save on the rebound.
The one at the Oiler end of the rink, but this rebound save right there on Dickinson by Lucas Dostal kicks out that right leg and just gets his toe.
In front is Seneca. McTavish's pass came right to Kalorn, loose at the top of the blue. Ducks get it back. And the rebound sent ahead. Granlin all the way to the left side. Kreider back to Granlin. Save made, shrugged off by Jari. 3:23 of the third time of the penalty. Clean faceoff win right to McDavid. Over to Bouchard. He scores! What a shot! The Oilers are back on top.
This looked very similar to the Gauthier shot, John. It is perfect. It is bar down. High glove on the goaltender. Evan Bouchard has been criticized in Edmonton in this series for not shooting the puck enough. Here's why. He can wire it, and he finds that top corner. Both power plays now have a couple of goals in this game tonight.
Trouba into the middle, Poehling across the line, onside. Kreider fought off by Jari. Granlin over to pick it up, moves it into the middle for Seneca. Across the line with Kalorn, takes a long shot, block it away, right back to the front of the net. Kalorn had a stab at it. Great little play by Lacombe over to Ian Moore. His shot off a skate ricochets right to John Carlson, looking for a tip from Washi. It goes wide.
Boy, he just missed it, Donnie. He went off his heel. That was a great play by Carlson.
Lacombe makes his way to the top of the slot, back to John Carlson, rips it on net, chopped in! Diving effort by BL, his second in as many games. We're tied again.
Fourth line comes through for the Ducks. Cole puts it on a tee. The original shot does not get through to the net, so Jari's out of position. And Jeffrey Brielle, watch him swing around here, get that stick free.
Caught from behind, still holds. Off the bench, one-timer from John Carlson, blocked, and look out. Here comes Connor McDavid, forward back. He gets around Seneca, comes in, great pass save by Dostal.
Recognizes he's got a forward back, so he blows around Seneca, and look at the patience of Lucas Dostal. He drives off that left skate, and that's a game saver right there. What a stop.
Carlson, who cuts back and lost the handle. Oilers jump right off the bench to get to it. McDavid turns on the Jets into the crease. Dostal can't cover, but Leo. And for the first time in the series, the Oilers and Ducks will go beyond regulation.
Pass. Don't let them get stationed there. That's what the Oilers have done well in this game tonight.
And unlike the regular season, overtime is 5-on-5. And we play until someone scores. Dostal serves it away from behind his own net. Little touch by Seneca. Stretch pass finds Kalorn. Trying to get around Connor Murphy. One hands it into the goal crease. Sticked away by Jari. Bumped by Trouba. Loose puck to Leo Carlson. Turns on the Jets through center. Moves it to the middle. Gauthier. Save Jari. Oh, he left a rebound, but he found it first.
He dumped it just into the wheelhouse of Cutter Gauthier, and Gauthier does a good shot of getting this puck.
Curtis Lazar to oppose Poehling, who fell down. Great job by McTavish to keep the puck in the zone for Poehling out of the corner in front. Oh, it's between the legs of Jari. I think it's in. They say no goal. No. The Ducks think it's in.
The Ducks think it's in. They just throw a puck to the net. They're celebrating, John.
It went through the legs of Tristan Jari, and it body the overhead in the building. It looked like it's under his skate. There it is. And at the last minute, Connor Murphy comes in and jams it back underneath his goaltender. And here's the in net look, Brian.
That puck's over the line. But can you see it over the line?
And here comes Jake Brink once again.
After review, the puck completely crossed the goal.